Simin Kufay Tes Sif Chof Zayin till the end Lamed Dalet Beis Hashem and Kuf Tzadi Sif Beis through Sif Dalet. Then it's summoned by Ketana. We mentioned last time a Hakdama to Sif Chof Zayin, and the truth is that these halachas really, out of all the halachas of Simin Kufay Tes, these are the least negea halachas, because it's all negea to a ketana kodim shegia to zman aliris, which is before she's 12 years old, and people don't get married at this age nowadays, and therefore vestis by such a woman is really not negea. If you look at the Chochmas Adam in Kuf Yud Beis Sif Lamed Vav, he says b'fi shedin zeh enu matzri beinenu le'arech b'zeh l'aretzi lamed al dinel yain b'kuf peites sif chav zayin. That's what he says, the Chochmas Adam. So we're really not going to spend time. However, I think I do want to be misakin just the Iker Shitas of the Achrayinim and Pshat and the Shach, because I think it'll be very helpful for the Olam. Just to be misakin, we saw that the Gemara says on the Daf Testament base that Ketana Shel Yegiya Zman Aliris, a Ketana who's less than 12 years old, before she's Roy for the time to see, the halacha is, even if she sees one time, klapi tuma v'tari, we say that she's daya shaito. She's only metama from the time she sees and on. The second time that she sees, also the same halacha, daya shaito. The third time that she sees, she's metama eis le'eis. The same thing happens if she goes, or if she's kevea, the case is she went 90 days, she's kevea ves. Now, the same thing applies if a woman becomes misulekes. A ketana becomes misulekes. She's been seeing for a number of months now. And then she becomes misulekes because she goes 90 days and doesn't see. The same halacha applies that she has to be mafsik herself another time to be considered a rei adam. Klapei the dinim of me'es le'es. That's what the Gemara talks about. The first time, re-reshain is dayashaita, re-reshain is dayashaita, re-reshain is matame me'es le'es. Tame'es le'es means that I have to be choishish that maybe the dam already came with it sometime within the last 24 hours, and any tyrus that she touched within the last 24 hours are going to be talmid lemafreya midrabanan. Here comes the three machlekes. The Beis Yosef learns that sai with regard to tumah v'tara, dehainu tumah v'tamin isha lemafreya me'is le'is, and sai with regard to being choishish for vestes, they have the same halacha, that the only time a ketana is choishish is only if she's kaveya a vest. And that's why he's busy trying to find the case where you see after the 90 that she was misalekes, you saw 30, and then 30, and then 30 a third time. Why do you have to see three 30s, which is four re'is? The reason is, he says, it's for her more re'is than you need to be master yourself, you only need three re'is. Because he holds that you need to be have a ves kavua. So either you could have three re'is on the same day of the month, or four re'is of aflagas of 30, and then you're kavei yourself, you're choshish l'mafreya me'is le'eis, and you're choshish from vestas now on. The Taz is Chalik, and he says that's not Pshan in the Gemara. Sai with regard to Me'es Le'es, sai with regard to Chshash Vestes, any time that a Ketana sees three times, even totally random days, she sees after 30 days, after 16 days, after 14 days, whatever it is, it doesn't make a difference, she saw three times, she's already machzik herself as a Roya, and therefore she is Metame Me'es Le'es on the third Re'il. After 90 she saw once, right after the 90, that's her first Riyah. The next two Riyahs that she has, whenever they are, whether it's after 90 and after 30, after 30, after 30, after 30, after 26, doesn't make a difference. Any three Riyahs after 90 is going to be massacre as a Riyah. She's metame the third time, Meis Le'eis, and she's choishes for those vessels as a Veshene Kavua. The Nikudas HaKesef is the Derech Memutza. He says, with regard to Meis Le'eis, any three Riyahs can be mafsik the isha that she should be tamei me'es le'eis, even if she was not kvei vest. However, with regard to kviyas vestas to be choshish, he learns pshat like the Beis Yosef that only if you're kvei a vest of haflagei shavos or yamim shavim, then you're choshish. That is the pashas mashmoris of the Rashba. The Rashba says that ketanim is the kenon enon choshish is klal leveshenik kavua. What does it mean enon choshish is klal leveshenik kavua? It's mashma that even if she saw 100 times, she was never kevei a vest, and she's still less than 12 years old, or she's a zekein, and she's 100 times, and she's hasn't been kevei a vest, halacha is, she does not have to be choshish for all those vestas, even like a vesheni kavua. The Taz bavarns it, and he says, no, that which means that you don't have to be choshish for vesheni kavua, just means the first time and the second time that you see that you haven't been kevei to see three times. But you don't have to be kevei a vest, kavua. The Le'alacha, like we mentioned, it's not so negea. However, we will see in the next if where it does come up halacha l'maisa. That's with regard to the machlekes between, that's the long Beis Yosef, that's the Taz, who's being chelek on the Beis Yosef, and he holds any three ri'is, not if you're kaveya, and we have the Shach, who's memutza, he holds that klapi mi'es la'es, three ri'is is enough, and klapi chashash vest is only if you're kaveya vest. Then we have, just pashup shot in the Torah in the Shulchan Aruch, they say like this, in Paska, this Tana, if she's Paska, she'esh hefresh beina l'gedoyla, there's a difference between a ktana and a gdoila. Sha'af al pi shochzik haroya v'kavul avestet. Even though this ktana was hochzik haroya and she was kaveh avest, she could be that she has a vest kavua. In paska gimel oinayz b'inayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayay Eini cheshes leves tarishin klal vechaz lekad musa. She goes back to her original din. She's kilu misulekes damin. Vafilu chazra liris baitin oinu shilimud liris ben eini cheshes lechatafus tekvenegim opamim. The halacha is that a woman who goes 90 days, who is less than 12 years old, and she goes 90 days without seeing, she becomes misulekes, she loses her status of araya, and she's chazur lekad musa. And even if she sees afterwards on the vestas that she was seeing up until now, she had a vestas for 30, then she went 90 days, and she saw again 30 after the 90 days, doesn't make a difference, she has to start over her whole cheshbon of vestas, she doesn't revert back to her vest kavua. Now, it says over here, she's not choshish for her vest, and even if she sees on the day that she used to be seeing. So what was it talking about that it says before that she's not choshish for her vest? What was that talking about? If you're talking about now that she's, it's mashma that even if she doesn't see at all, she's not choshish. It's mashma she went 90 days and she's still waiting to see what's going to happen. 90, 91, 92, she's still not seeing. Mashmois is the chora. In that case, she's not choshish for her vest at all. Now the question is, why is that different than a gedoyla? A gedoyla also is not choshish if she goes 90 days and she still hasn't seen. What's her to be choshish for? Memela, the Bach, and the Prisha, and the Drisha, and the Taz, they're busy, and they say, no, that's not Pshat over here. Pshat in the Shulchan Aruch is that if she goes 90 days and then she sees once, she doesn't have to be choshish for her vest kavua that she has beforehand. And even if she sees, and that which the Mechaber says afterwards, even if she sees on her vest of that she had beforehand, it's a mitzvah of chiddush. Not just that she saw on a random day, she doesn't have to be choshish. Even if she saw on the day that she was kriveh for beforehand, her kviyas beforehand, she still doesn't have to be choshish. The Shach, on the other hand, says no. There is a difference between a ketana and a gedoyla, even if she didn't see. What would be if a woman is kriveh a vest for Rosh Chodesh b'sirugin? In other words, she saw Rosh Chodesh Sivan, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Habo Aleinu L'Tov on Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh. She sees Rosh Chodesh Nisan, 2 months later she sees Rosh Chodesh Sivan. 2 months later, she sees Rosh Chodesh Av. So like a good girl, like it says in the Chochmas Adam, as soon as you kivei with your vestas, you write down your vestas, what you have to be choshish for. So she takes out her 16-month calendar, and she writes down, I'm choshish from now. I read with kivei a vest, I'm choshish from now for Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, for Rosh Chodesh Kislev, for Rosh Chodesh Shvat. 3 times. Bekitzer, that was the last time she saw. Rosh Chodesh Av was the last time she saw. She goes for a whole month. She doesn't see. 2 months, she doesn't see. 3 months, she doesn't see. She's already holding by Rosh Chodesh Cheshvan. She went the whole Av, the whole Elul, the whole Tishrei. She's holding by Rosh Chodesh Cheshvan, and she still hasn't seen. She became a Sulekis. She's still cruising. She hasn't seen another time yet. Does she have to be Choshish for Rosh Chodesh Kislev or not? Betzim, she had already marked down. She has to be Choshish for every other month. But now she went 90 days, and she didn't see. She's still cruising. She hasn't seen yet. She gets the Rosh Chodesh Kislev. Does she have to be Choshish or not? Says the Shach, a ketana does not have to be choshish, and a gedoyla does have to be choshish. The other achronim, they hold no. If you haven't seen after your 90 days, even a gedoyla doesn't have to be choshish. She doesn't have to be choshish. She's gone. She's mizulekes. There's nothing that she's being choshish for. The only time she has to be choshish, says the other achronim, is when she sees one time after her 90 days, then she reverts back to her vest and she can be choshish. But if she didn't see again, then she's not choshish. The Shach holds not this way. And that's Pshat in this long Shach in Sifkotan Samach Hei, that is what he's doing. It doesn't matter a little bit of difficulty with it, that is what the Shach is doing, as the Pridei speaks out. He's explaining that the Pshat in the Mechaber, when it says that if she goes 90 days, she's Chozeres L'Kad Musa, the Shach says that even if she hasn't seen at all, she's Chozeres L'Kad Musa, and there's a difference between her and a Gedoyla. A Gedoyla is choshish for her vest, if it's still running vest. For Rosh Chodesh Kislev and Rosh Chodesh Shvat, she's still choshish, even though she hasn't seen. And a Ketana is not that way. That's Sivchav Zayin. Sivchav Ches, and this is where this halacha comes in Geah, is by Zikeno, says Machaber, Rechim Zikeno, She'ovro Aleh HaShol HaShenis, Mishi is Kino, V'lo Yerasa Rizim, M'sha Lakas Dam, V'eini Cheshesh Levesta Rishin, V'ktanim Zikeno, V'eini Cheshesh Levesta Rishin, Kavua, says Ramah. Now, what's Noigeah to the Taz and the Shachta Machlekes that we just had, is if a woman, what do we need to make a woman Muvzekes Bedamim, is this, according to the Shach, she has to be Kaveh Avest, and according to the Ramah, she has to see three times. The nafkamina is by a zakeno. Dainu, a woman that's getting to the age that she's misulekes damim, she's in mid-50s, it seems to be the age. I just heard from somebody yesterday who seems to be around that age, who says that from what he heard from somebody that it's 51 point something, is 51 and 3 months is the average age. Thank you. Somewhere around there. Now what happens is, as the Shevet Alevi says, what generally happens is that the woman, it peters out. We actually saw this in the Crazy Place. The Crazy Place says, what's the difference between Haflogeis B'dilug Lahaba and Lamafreya? He says, Lahaba is the derech. The derech is that a woman sees after 20 days, then after 21 days, then after 22 days, she slowly peters out until she doesn't see at all. Says the Shevet Alevi, that's the Lamaisa what happens. A woman she sees every month, then as she gets a little bit older, she starts petering out once every 2 months, and then once every 3 months, once every half a year, and then she stops. That's B'derech Klal, what happens. So what happens, this woman, is she sees after 3 months, then she's Mishulak is done, because she's got 90 days. And then she sees after 3 months later, 6 months later. Does she have to be Choshesh for that or not? So for one time, she doesn't have to be Choshesh. Let's say it happens a few times. Does she have to be Choshesh or not? According to the Shach, she does not have to be Choshesh for the Zvestas or Zvest Shein HaKavua. According to the Taz, she does. As soon as she sees three times, any three times, then she has to be Choshesh for a Ves Sheinik of War. Now, if each time, if it's after 3 months, and then after 6 months, Lechur, she became a Selekis again. But if she went 90 days in the middle, as she's slowly peeing her out, she went 90 days, and then she saw it three times, then in such a case, she is mastering herself once again as a Raya, and she would have to be Choshesh for Ves Sheinik of War according to the Taz. How do we pass in Alach Lamaisa? Do we pass like the Shaf, do we pass like the Taz? So we saw in Kuf Pei Dalet, the Pitzchei Tshuva brings down this Machlekis. And it's actually in Sif Gimel where it talks about Ektano. Says, "V'medvar mur v'gderlo b'ktano shleigili mein rim v'leivia simanim ein tzarach lefrish tamach levesta kozman shleikov also gimel pamin v'hu adin l'skenish v'nisal kudomel." This is the halacha of prisha tamach levesta. Ektano and l'skenish don't have to do prisha tamach levesta unless they're kovea. What does that mean? Kovea bring down the Pitzchei Tshuva here in Tzivkat and Tes that mashma that even if she saw a bunch of times that she wasn't kovea. And that's what the Shach holds. However, the Taz holds not that way. As soon as she sees three times, she has to be Choshesh. And he says, the Sidrei Torah and the Chavos Das are maskim lahalacha like the Taz. That's where it seems that we go, that we're Choshesh for the Taz, that any three times that she sees, she would be Kaveya, a vest, and she would have to be Choshesh for the vest, like a vest in a kavur. Sif Chofches, Ezu Zikeno, Choftes, Ezu Hi Zikeno. Who is, what is the age of a Zikeno? Kol sheh says the Ramah sheh zekeno kukach shiru'uya shekeren la'ima b'faneh machma zeknusa ve'ina cheshes. If they call her ima and she doesn't care, then she's of the age that if she goes 90 days, we could say that she becomes misulekis. Right? If she's not that age and she goes 90 days, then she doesn't become misulekis. Who? It has to be two things together. You need two to nine for a woman to become misulekis of age. It has to be she's in the age bracket of a zekeno, and it has to be that she goes 90 days. Now, what does this mean that Shekurin La'ima, before now? That's what the Gemara says. The Paiskim say that was in the times of Chazal. That's what they used to call an older lady. Nowadays, it's like they call Safta. I don't know so much in America, but here it's extremely common that they'll call the older woman Safta. Right? They'll call her Safta. Now, like the Chutzani points out, we're not referring to children calling their grandmother Safta. If they call their grandmother Safta, then that could be, there's plenty of women that before they're 40 years old, they're already grandmothers. They're not. That's certainly not considered the age of what's that? They are still insulted. That's the truth. I had a relative that I just spoke to within the last month or so, and she became a grandmother, and she wasn't willing that they should call her Bubby. I don't know. I'm not sure exactly. Maybe the daughter, but no one else. Certainly. The Gemara says the Machlokes in Gemara Daf Tes. Machlokes. That which it says, Shekurin la'ima b'faneha, is that Shekurin la'ima b'faneha ve'ina boisha, she's not embarrassed, or ena makpedes. What's a nafkamina? She could be Boisha ve'ina makbenis. And although she's embarrassed by it, but she's not makbed on the person. She's that she should be called zafta. But she's not really be'etzem makbed that they call it. Now, interestingly enough, the Shulchan Aruch doesn't say not this and not that. He says ve'ina chesheshes. What does that mean? Ina chesheshes. Does ina chesheshes mean that she's not embarrassed? Ina chesheshes doesn't do anything to her. Or it means ina makbedes. What does that mean? So the Taz says ina chesheshes means that she's not embarrassed. Ina chesheshes means like sviyut nishdon. It doesn't bother her b'chol. She's not even ina breisha b'chol. But that's a chumrah because that's a much later age than ina makbedes. A woman, she's embarrassed, but she doesn't care at an early age, then she's not embarrassed at all. When she's a certain age, she's already not embarrassed. So it's a younger age. This is the chumrah, says the Taz, that no, ena cheshesh means she's not embarrassed at all. The Torah Hashlomim is chalik, and he says that's not pshat in the Shulchan Aruch. That's not what ena cheshesh means. Ena cheshesh means that she's not makbedes b'chlal. Not makbedes, that means it's lekula. That even if she's embarrassed, but if she's not makbed in the fact that they're calling her, then that would be so. That would be considered the age bracket of Zkeno, and she, if she goes 90 days, she becomes like a zamun. Now, how do we decide? Each person is it decided? Each person. Some people they're not Baisha, they're the Baisha not Makbedes at age 40, and some at 55. Some women they look like they're 60 when they're 40, and some women look like they're 40 when they're 60. So it's when other people call her. What does that mean? So says Yerushalmi, and this is Be'etzim what the Ramah is being Magia here. That in a chnami, otu be'daita talim also says Yerushalmi, it's up to her, it's up to other people that look at her, that's what it is, and how they refer to her, that's what it is. He says, no, she's a kena kokach, she's of the age, that if people would know her age, this is what she's, she's roi that she should be embarrassed and not makbin, then she would be considered a zkena. Now, the $64 million question is, what's that age? So the Beis Shlomo already, who lived 150-200 years ago, says that we don't know, we can't be kaveh what that age is. Shira Shader Levi says that, he says we can't be kaveh the age, and that's what all the Peskis Manian who let them say. No one can pin it down. He says there are women that become Misulekis Dhamma at age 45, and some not till 55, some even till 60, but in the times of Chazal, it was much later. He says, it was 60. But nowadays, it's most women are in their mid-50s, and some even in the late 40s, or mid-40s, can become the Selekis Damin. And it's not exactly clear at what age, and like you said before, and it peters out, and somewhere along that age, can you consider her, when she goes 3 months, at one point, can you consider her to be Mr. Selekis Damin? She's 52 years old, and now she went 3 months. Is that the age that a woman is not Breisha, is Breisha not Makbedes? There's no specific year that we could pin to it. So he says, certainly by 60 to 65, for sure, that's not a question. And by 45, for sure, that's too young. But the question is, where in between 45 and 60? Memele the Paiskim, some people say, there's same from what it says in Pirkei Avos, Ben Shishim Lezikno, and that's considered, that's for sure. In other words, you know for sure that 60 is okay. But Lamais of the Paiskim are not Kaveya, or not Kaveya specific time, and you roll with the punches. However, what they do say is that it's similar to a minekes. A minekes, especially the first time around, and the truth is that the second time around and other times also, lav dafka is the first past performance indicative of future results. And even though in one time that she was minekes, she was one way, misulekes to a certain extent, it doesn't mean the next time she's going to be that way. And therefore it's very hard to know. Shevet Alevi says that most of the cases that he had of Reya Machmas Tashrish were women that were minekes, because they didn't know when to expect it. Some women see after 2 months, some women hardly see, some women don't see at all, some women see after 6 months. You don't know. The same thing with this king. When she starts peeing around, she doesn't know when she's going to see. She sees after 1 month, and then she doesn't see. She sees after 2 months. What's going to be next time? After 2 months? After 3 months? You don't know. So what's she supposed to do? So the person said that until she goes 6 months without seeing, then she should lechatchila do a bedika, at least external, if not a regular bedika, at least external kinuach, lifnei tashmesh, just to be mevar that there's nothing going on, that she shouldn't be chas v'chalila coming to a matzav. Maybe she'll be in oinus, she didn't know what to do, but still, she doesn't want to come to such a matzav, and therefore it's kedai to, till she goes 6 months, that she's able to presume that's it, she's gone, she's misulekis and totally, then it's kedai to do a kinuach lifnei tashmesh.
Every time.
Every time. It's not the biggest deal. It's kinuach, it's not. If it's a bedika, maybe bedika is, some people don't want to do bedika. I don't know if it's kedai to do bedika. But the chol hapachas, to see, to just make sure that there's nothing going on, touch a beged tavua to the Isa Mokum just to see if there's anything that's happening. That's Sif Chof test. Lamed Chaz V'Rasa Dino Kedin Tinoikesh Le'egiyaz Man Aliris. If she goes and sees after the 90 days, the Zkena has the same halachic status as a Ketana Shechazra Le'egiyaz Man Aliris, that she's considered Mesulekes Damim. Now L'Chera, it's interesting that the Ramah was not Magia over here. In Simon Sif Chof Ches, it talks about a woman that goes 90 days, that she becomes Mesulekes Damim. Harei ze Mesulekes Damim ve'enach ha'sheshes leves ta'rishin. V'ketan v'zken enach ha'sheshes leves she'en kavua. Why does the Ramah Magia over here? We're talking about a lady who became Mesulekes Damim. So why are you telling me over here that a ketan and his gain are not ha'sheshes leves she'en kavua? You should have l'chur said it in later on. It's a flamid. Chozer v'roso, if after her 90 days she goes and sees again, then dinu k'din ketan t'nergish le'giyaz man aliris, and a ketan and his gain are not ha'sheshes leves she'en kavua. Chav Ches is talking about where she's not seeing. Lamed is talking about where she is seeing again. That's where she should have said it in. Maybe it's a little smach that we pass like the Taz, because the truth is that it's a little bit shver, and this is what the Shachas in the Kuzikas is Ma'ir, is that according to the Ramah says that according to the Taz, only up until three times in Achash Vesh and Kavua. So somebody should have said that. The Ramah should have said that. The Ramah just says, "Ketan v'zkena inin choishes leves she'en kavua." It's mashma after 3 years, after 100 years, after 2,000 years. It doesn't make a difference. She's not choishes leves she'en kavua at all. He's says him. But the truth is that he doesn't say this. The Ramah doesn't say this b'negeah to when you're chos v'ros, so that she's not choishes leves she'en kavua b'chlal. He's talking about the case where you came with selekes. In that case, you're not choishes leves she'en kavua kal until you're machzik yourself another time. He's not talking about after you see again. It's talking about when you became a Sulekis. Now when you became a Sulekis, now is the time that his cane is not going to be Choshish. Maybe it's a little smach to the Taz. Sif Lamed Aleph, I'm sorry, one other halacha b'negeah to even though she's Tinerkish Legiyaz Man Aliris, or she's Betim Ketinerim Sulekis Damim, however, a Isha who is his cane is still Choshish for Dam Chimud. This is halacha that we hope to see maybe next month. This is maybe not such a well-known halacha. A woman, even if she's 70 or 80 years old and she gets married another time, she still has to be count Zainakim before she gets remarried. And it's happened that it's not uncommon, actually, that she was ready 3 days before the chalas and never realized that she has to do that. What do you do in such a case? She was never... Anytime she's... What?
A woman that was once married has to keep...
A woman that's once married does not have to keep any dine... Tumah v'tara. She's Mesulekes Damim. She was married until, and her husband, whatever, they got divorced at age, won't be so, at age 67, I don't know which one's worse. At age 67, she already hasn't been seen for 10 years. At age 72, she decides to get married again. The halacha is, there's something called Dam Chim. That means when she's Nitva to get married, or Choshish, that maybe she saw a little bit of Dam, she has to count Zayinikim. Now, generally, for the standard woman who's getting married at age 20, she's already a nida anyhow. She's a gown zainakim. So it's not so nigea. However, by such a lady where she's not a nida anyhow, then she only has to be chesh for zainakim. She's now counting her zainakim for the first time in 20 years, and she's supposed to do that before she gets married. Also, another thing which is nigea, even though she's not chesh for vest, this is keno. However, she has ksamim. We saw in Kuftadi Aleph, Sifkat and Beis in the Pesach Tshuva, it brings out from the Panim Iris that keno doesn't have ksamim. However, l'alacha ma'isa, we zichar paskin that she does have a ksamim, that's what we saw in Simi Chuptadi, that if you have a zkeno and a yaldo that are both wear the same clothing, then the zkeno is selling the yaldo, but if the zkeno is zkeno, then they're both tame. That means that they could be matame with ksamim. Question is that talking about that she saw, let's say, like the shach, she saw a few times, she's not chesh for vestas, but she's chesh for ksamim? We're talking about the no, she went 90 days, she hasn't seen, she's going 120 days, 250 days, she hasn't seen. Even so, she's cheshish for ksam. L'chor, we didn't see that there's a chilek there. It's mashma, in any case, she's cheshish for ksam. Sif lamad aleph, chazru aliris b'aynis ketanais, shayisili muda, then chazru the kibus harishin, vim b'shar why? Because it says, "Shere nizgale shedilug harishin lo yisilik domeh hayo ela mikro." V'zech omer din zkeino midim ketano shleigi zman aliris. A woman that goes 90 days, she's 55 years old, and she goes 90 days and doesn't see. She had a ves kavua beforehand, and then she sees after the 90 days on the day of her ves kavua, chazer ves l'mkayma. Now, that's as opposed to ketana, which is manalir, we do not have that halacha. It just comes out very interesting according to the shach, like this. It comes out that the shach holds that if you see 5 times, 10 times, 20 times, after she comes misulekes, she doesn't have to be chazer ves any kavua. Kumtais, that she went 90 days, we say she's that was a silik damim. Then she sees again, 1 time, 2 times, 5 times, 10 times, 20 times, those are all mikrim. All mikrim. Then bang, she lands on the day that she had a ves kavua from before. What's the lacha? Nizgale, that the 90 days was a mikra, and all the vestas that she was seeing was not a mikra. So beforehand, up until now, we said that it was a siluk damim, and all the reish she has afterwards were mikra. As soon as she sees once on that day that she saw beforehand, then we say no. All the vestas, the siluk damim, that itself was a mikra. She wasn't really a siluk damim, and the reish, that's because she wasn't a taka with misalekis, the second on mikra. Comes out according to the shach. Now simin kuf tzadi, which is just the hemshech of these halachas, sif beis gimel and dalid. If you look at the Lashenis over here, back to our machlok between the Shach and the Taz, if you look at the Lashenis here, the Lashenis says the Shevet Alevi are very mashma, like the Taz, not like the Shach. It says, Loi gozer b'tinoikesh le'yegiyaz mana liris, da'inu shibchusim yudbeiz, afilo yviyash de saris, v'chein afilo haisi yasirim yudbeiz, matkuva le'yvi b'beiz saris, ben shi b'sul ben shi b'ula, v'afilo m'rosa kfar b'ez pamim, aval achar sh'rosa shalish pamim m'cheshesh z'kesim. After she sees 3 times, she says for kesem. It doesn't say that he has to be kovei a vest b'chlal. Mashmoy says that any 3 times, you're choshesh for a vest, not like nikuz the kesef, which is how it seems that the achrein will go l'halach l'maisa. Now there are many nafkaminas b'negeh to a ketana with regard to machlokes achreinim, like it's brought down here in the Taz, and the Shach, and Marshal, and Chavizdas. I'm just going to mention them, and then I'm going to say, like the Chacham Zadim said, that since it's not Motzi b'einenu, we're Arayt Salam Ad Aleim, the look in Taz and the Shach. There's 3 basic nidayim that we have, and that is, first of all, a ketana that has a husband. Does she have to be choshesh for vestas? The Marshal says that the minig is that as long as she got married, she has to be choshesh for ksamim. She has to be choshesh for ksamim. Shach says there is no such minig. Then there's the machlekes, what happens if she has dam that's found on her body? Maybe only on her begadim, they said that ksamim is not a problem. But on her body, we know that it's much more chamar, like we saw throughout this man. Then maybe she would have to be choshesh. The Bach says you have to be choshesh, and all the achrenim say you don't have to be choshesh. Then we have dam which is vadim igufo. Dam vadim igufo, many of the places say, Chavazah says, that you can't be, what? That you're not, you don't have the kula. The whole reason that we're mekel with regard to Iktana is because we're telling that she was over b'shuk shatabachim, the dam came from somewhere else. But we know that vade came migufa, then in a chanami, we'd be mutamer. In other words, it's not like a kes and pachim chigrisa, those that say that le'gozu. No, it's always a tliya. And if you don't have the tliya, because it's dam vade migufa, then in a chanami, we'd be mutamer. And the shach says, no, even dam vade migufa would not be mutamer. And if it ever is negea, then one should certainly do a chazara on these sifrim, and have a clarkhead. With regard to Yud Bei Shanim Yoimecha, it's just interesting, the Shach says, this is a general shayla that comes up anytime b'negeya to Gadlus. The Mechaber says, Shibchus Yud Beis, and the Shach adds in, V'yoimecha. Keinu b'mikza sifri ha'tervich, and b'shas ha'poizkim u'poshet hu. That means, let's say somebody is born during the day, and then 12 years later, or 13 years later for a boy, they become bar or bas mitzvah. Do they become bar mitzvah at night or only during the day? Do you need me'eis le'eis or is it also already at night? That is the shayla over here. That is the negeh tekam v'kam advarim. And this is what the shach is saying over here. They need me'eis le'eis. Shayla is the shach in other places that they're like the achronim are tzayin over here. It seems to say not that way. Possibly cheshem mishpat seems to. What's that?
The
few years are just coming to be mashed on what you lost. But Memela, there are those that say that in Chanami Yemechon, that is that Nidin. Siv Gimel, I'm not exactly sure how this halacha stims with the Shach. It says, a woman to be master herself as a Raya, she has to see 3 times. Now, what happens if she's Shrefas or Mizalefes? She's dripping and dripping. That's all considered one Raya. That's not considered a few Rayas. However, if she starts and stops and starts and stops and starts and stops, even on the same day, three times, that already can be considered three riyas. Now, l'chur, that's not a, you can't be mafsik yourself as a raya with three times. She's zikr doesn't have a veskavua. It's much more that for ktamim, that you don't need to have a veskavua. Any time that she sees three times, then she's going to be, she has to be chayshish. I'm not exactly sure how this would stim, unless she's saying somewhere different. I don't know how it would stim with the shach. The shach says you need to have a veskavua to be chayshish by a ktana. I'll tell you how it stims, because we're talking about a ktana who's more than 12 years old. That's how it stims. Nope. Doesn't. Because we're still going off what we said beforehand. Current. To be masking yourself. I'm not sure how this stims with the shach. And Sifdalid, we saw. When you get Tinekish Legiyaz Man Aliris, Verosikim Opam and Paskim Aliris, Shir Shalish Enes, Chazlik Ad Musa, Vikis Matar, Chatasatir Shalish Pamim. Shalish Pamim is also the Mashmoy over there. It's the same Mashmoy. Shalish Pamim is Mashmoy. You don't have to be Kaveves. Shalish Pamim is enough. Now back to Sif Lamid Beis in Simen Kuf Peites. The tour is very marich here. When you get to Kvias Vest, we may neither be may Ziva. Can you be Kaveves? You can't be Kaveves. Maflik Simen Gemara. And he says, Medina Gemara, you're not Kaveves. However, the Ramban says bismanenu today that we should not be mechalek between any. We're not mafresh between nida and ziva, and a woman can be kaveh aves in any form or fashion or at any time, even we may nida, we may ziva. Now, the Ein Lasa over here, I hope this shach and sifkat and ayin aleph that says you should just know that any time that it says that you have to be kaveh, that you have to be choishes for a vest when you're kaveh. That is only l'chumra. If it's b'may nida b'may ziva, it's only l'chumra. But l'kula, in other words, that's you're going to oiker a different vest. You work a new vest of aflagais for every 15 days. So if that's going to be oiker a different vest kavur that you had for aflagais for 26 days, then we don't say that it's oiker. We don't go l'kula to say that your new vest is oiker because your new vest was b'may nida b'ziva. Only when it gets to l'chumra we choshesh b'may nida b'ziva, but not l'kula. Says the Torah Hashlamim. Over here is Messiah to what he wrote beforehand. That Mahilu Chacham Takanasim. What did the Rabban want to do? What did Rishen want to do? Not to be mechalik between the days. You shouldn't have to make cheshbonis. But Mela, he never can make cheshbonis. You still have to know. You may need the meziva. Whether because only the kula, you're only the chumir kaveh avest. But the kula, you're not kaveh avest. So Aruch Hashulchan says imishumha. It's not shver. Everybody knows. It's not so mesubach. Any vest which comes less than 19 days is only the kula and the chumir. But you're still being mechalik. L'maisa is still being mechalik, and that is halacha l'maisa. We go, we're not mechalik whatsoever. And a woman who's kaveh a vest for every 16 days, she will be choishes for her vest. And even l'kula, she could be oiker another vest. Sai l'chumra, sai l'kula, it's kilu as if it's a regular vest. That is how we go. Not like the shach, like the teres hashlamim, and like Rav Paiskim seem to go that way. Now, how could you do that? L'maisa would be oiker a vest. If midini de gemar, you can't be kaveh vest meziva. So this woman has a vest kavua for 26 days. 26, 26, 26. Then she's oiker, she sees, after 14. So you say, you don't have to be chesh for 26 days anymore. But midini de gemar, you have to be chesh for day 26. You weren't kaveh vest. So you're just oiker vest. Says the machzor shekel on the shach. This is the Sheva Levi's mazbe a little bit more. Hey mamru, hey mamru. Since vestas are only derabanan, v'meila, hey mamru, that you don't have to be chesh. In a case where you're being choshish for a different vest, then in a chanam you're not going to be choshish for this vest. Even though it sounds like it's the Rishonim, connected with the Chazal, not exactly sure how. But you have to say, Kivon Shechmir al Asman means, even in the days of Chazal, they were Machmir. In the days of Chazal, they weren't Mechalik between Nida and Ziva Bechlal. And they said that any woman that sees, is Yeshavet Lav Zayin Akim. That means that they're not Mechalik between whether or not she's holding you May Nida or holding you May Ziva, she still has to count the 7 days. So we already found that Chazal weren't mechalik. Once Chazal didn't want to be mechalik at all, and they said, we want uniform in every case. Every case, there shouldn't have to be something. If you're holding over here, you have one then. If you're holding over there, you have a different then. All cases have the same. Memele says in Rabban, B'nigiyat HaVestas, also Chazal weren't mechalik. It's b'maz b'dadin of Chazal, that Chazal were never mechalik. They never wanted to have a chilik. Sai with regard to seeing dam, how long they have to wait for. Sai whether or not Kvias Vestas, we're not mechalik. Doesn't make a difference when you saw it. If you're holding it in May Nida, you're holding it in Ziva, you're not holding it in either one of them, then you're Kaveh Avest.
How's the shop?
only Lekula. He's saying the same thing. But he's saying only Lekula. They didn't want to be Mechalik, and therefore you're Kevei Aves, but only Lekula, and not Le, only the Chumra, and not Lekula.
Being
Purish is a Derais according to Nerid Behuda. That would be... Yeah, by Ves Kavua, Lecher. Being Purish would be a Derais according to Nerid Behuda. It's a good R, according to him. I mean, it seems that most Acharnim don't go that way. The Gedele Acharnim didn't go that way, Lamaisa. However, according to Nerid Behuda, Lecher Yesh Lain, how we would hold. Good R.
That starts in Derais, how we define it.
But the Chashash already is now. You now have a chashash daraisa. Once a woman's keveya for 26 days, then the pre-shah samach levest of day 26 is daraisa. So if I was keveya three times afterwards for day 14, so then that's a kviyas vest. When I see 14 anyhow, I'm keveya. I'm oikrit, pashtas, on a daraisa dika level. If I was keveya another vest for 14, then pashtas on a daraisa dika level was already oikrit 26. You could be chayzer if you go back to see your day 26. However, but you had three riyas that you didn't see on 26. Three times you didn't see on 26. Now, the Mechaber says over here, you could be koivea two vestas together. Pamim sheisha koivas la vest besoich vestet. It's shaykh to be choishish for two vestas. Ketzad rasu shleisha pamim reish chodesh. Previous bebeis b'chardish, b'rish chardish, v'chem b'chamish, v'shish z'vekava v'shtei vestis. The Mechaber talks about a case where you had a vest kavua already beforehand. 3 months in a row you saw in Rish Chedish, and then in month four you saw in Rish Chedish on a different day, month five Rish Chedish on the same day, and the May 6th Rish Chedish on the same day a third time. So you could be chayshish for both of these vestis. Now, what's the halacha when you're being kaveh two vestis at one time? He's talking about where you already kaveh a vest, and now you want to be chayshish for another vest. What happens in a case where you saw Rish Chedish, chaf l'chedish? Rish Chedish, chaf l'chedish, Rish Chedish. So you already saw three times in Rish Chedish, and you want to know, should you be chayshish for chaf l'chedish? Do I have to be chayshish? Once I'm kaveh the first vest, do I have to be chayshish for chaf? If I see chaf again, I'll be chayshish for both of them. But now, when I was already kaveh one, the first vest, do I have to be chayshish for chaf or not? So Bach says, lahedi, you do not have to be chayshish. Once you kaveh one vest, you're not chayshish for the other vest. And be'etzim, this is very similar to what we saw in the Ramah. The Ramah says in Sifur Gimel, that if a woman is going side by side, a vest haflagos and invest for chayshish, and she doesn't know which one she's being chayshish for, then he says, chayshishes la'olam ad she'tikva vest echad kedinoi, da'az ene chayshishes l'sheni, shloi nikva. He says, if you're being chayshish for two vests, as soon as you're kaveh one vest, you're not chayshish for the other vest. That's how he goes. Says the Chavis Das, I don't understand. It says in the Gemara, not that way. The Gemara says that if a woman sees on Rish Chedesh, Rish Chedesh, Chof Hei Rish Chedesh, she saw Rish Chedesh Nisan, Rish Chedesh Iyar, Chof Hei Iyar, Rish Chedesh Simon. So she saw 3 months on Rish Chedesh, and she still has to be Chedesh for the Chof Hei L'Chedesh. She was Kaveh Rish Chedesh 3 times. Why does she have to be Chedesh for Chof Hei? Elamai, since you could be Kaveh two vestas together, you have to be Chedesh for both of them. So what was the Ramah talking about? The Ramah is talking about Haflogis and Chedesh. You can't be Kaveh Haflogis and Chedesh together. The Pashas is the Fidah Ramah, you could, some Ramah. But the way that we pass in the Chulah Pachis, you can't be Kaveh Haflogis and Chedesh together, because every time you have a Chedesh, it's Mafsik your Haflogah. So you can't be Kaveh for both of them together. So once you Kaveh one, you're not Chedesh for the other. However, it says the Chavis Das, when it comes to two Yemei HaChodesh, you could be Chodesh for both of them at the same time. And even though you Kaveh one, you still could be Chodesh for the other one, even though you already Kaveh the first one. Says Makor Mayim Chaim over there in Sifur Gimel, no way. He says, that Gemara is talking about where you saw in Chof Hei Rish Chodesh, so we don't even know if you were Kaveh for Rish Chodesh, because your Iyah for Rish Chodesh was Mitech Mayim Pasuach. It was in the Yemei Nida from Chof Hei. So it could be your Iker Riyah was Chof Hei and not on Rish Chodesh. So it could be you really have three riyas of Rish Chedesh, Rish Chedesh, Chof Hei. You don't have Rish Chedesh. Where Choshish, since the first 2 times you saw Rish Chedesh, that maybe the third time also that was really your kviyas, and Chof Hei is only Dami Merubim. Dami Miserim, it tastes Mubar. But it's a suffix, we don't know. But in a Hanami, if it would not be a case where it's Mitech Mayan Pasuch, Yimei Nido, then you're not Choshish for two vests together. Dahainu, it's your Kaveh, one vest, and then you have another vest that you haven't been Oiker yet, you're not Choshish for it. And that's the same thing, really, that we could clear over here. as we see in the Pesach Teshuvah. The Pesach Teshuvah says, what happens if a woman sees Rosh Chodesh, Rosh Chodesh, Rosh Chodesh, and then on the third month she sees Rosh Chodesh and Zayin L'Chodesh. The next month, does she have to be Chodesh for Zayin L'Chodesh? That the Shulchan Aruch says you could be Kiveh two Vestes. Is that only after 6 months I'll have two Vestes and I have to be Chodesh for both of them? Or already by the fourth month? You saw Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Rosh Chodesh Iyar, Rosh Chodesh Sivan, Zayin Sivan, Yud Sivan. Now I want to be Chodesh for in Tammuz. Do I have to be Chodesh for Yud Tammuz? Or no, only after Kaveh, after Chodesh. The Pesach Teshuvah brings down the Noid Behudah's Mistapik when you get to this. The Bach says, Lahedeh, you do not have to be Chodesh. You're not Chodesh until you're Kaveh. And that's how the Baal Yerushalmi goes, Alecha L'maisa. Sai, in the first case, he goes like the Mekor Mayim Chaim. That if you're Kaveh, you're creating two vessels at the same time. Aleph Tezvav, Aleph Tezvav, Aleph, you don't have to be Chodesh for the next Tezvav, until you're Kaveh. And Sai, in the case where Mechaber is talking about over here, you saw Aleph, 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 Zayin. The next month you only have to be Chodesh for Aleph, you don't have to be Chodesh for Zayin until you're Kaveh. We're not Chodesh, once you have one Ves Kavua, then we're not Chodesh for the other Ves Kavua. Now, regarding this halacha of Rish Chodesh, Rish Chodesh, the Torah brings it down. That you could be Kaveh, Ves, Miteich Mayin Pasuach. That means if the third Re'iyah was Miteich Mayin Pasuach, what does Mayin Pasuach mean? Rashi has two pshat, what Mayin Pasuach means. Either means that you're still in the Yemei Nida that you were beforehand, you saw Rish Chodesh, Rish Chodesh, Chafei, and then within those 7 days, you saw another time of Rish Chodesh, or you're continuously seeing from Chafei, Chavav, Chavzayin, Chavches, Chavtes, Rish Chodesh, so you saw straight, that's considered Miteich Mayim Pasuch, and we're Chodesh for, to be Kaveh Aves, if you already saw two Re'ias beforehand on Rish Chodesh, then the third time is Miteich Mayim Pasuch, then we're Chodesh. Interestingly enough, the Mechaber does not bring down this halacha. It's mentioned by the Taz in Sifkat in Yudches, and it's mentioned by the Nikud Zekesv over there in the Gemara, and the other Achrenim bring it down, mention it. But it's not mentioned in the halacha in Mechaber Norma. They do not bring down that there's such a din of being Kaveh Aves and Teich Mayim Pasuach. The Chavos Das goes so far to say that there's such a din even Minigeah Taflavos. Not just Minigeah to Resh Chodesh, and then you see on Chafei and it continues into Resh Chodesh, you have to be Chodesh. Even my Flavis, you saw it after 26 days, and then you saw after 26 days, and then you saw after 25, and it continued into 26, you're Chodesh, Lechumra, that you were Kaveya, a vest of Haflavis. Now, Klape, that is a Berkut, we do not pass link to Chavos Das, because we hold that every Haflaga automatically starts your clock again. So you never continue from day 25 into day 26. Because day 25 resets the clock and you start again in new aflava. It's only by Yemei HaChodesh that you could have a vest of Mayin Pasuach. Now, this could also be even again to Yemei HaChodesh, Yemei HaShavua. What happens by Yemei HaShavua? A person sees after 29 days, she sees Rosh Chodesh, she sees on Sunday. Then she sees 29 days later on Sunday. And then she sees 28 days later, and it continues into day 29. What's the halacha in that case? So the Shevet Levi is mistapik, and Tifav when you get to Vesta Chodesh is mistapik, and maybe by Vest Shavu we don't say that, and that's what the Levush Eli says. He says by a vest which is not a normal vest, then we're not going to be Chodesh. It's not so pashut. There are different shittos when you get to this. If we would be Chodesh, would mean that most women in this place, most women wives of husbands that are sitting here had a Vest Kavua in the last year, probably. Anytime that you saw 29 and 36 and you saw anything else in between within 5 days before that, then you're Kaveh Vest Mesh Mayim Pasuach or Yemei HaShavua. Once you have 29, you already have two Sundays. And then the third time you saw on Thursday and you continued Thursday, Friday, Shabbat, Sunday. Continued in, then you have Miteich Mayim Pasuach. Now, how do we pass in Halacha L'maaseh? Are we Chodesh for this or not? Are we chayshes to be kaveh ves miteich mayim pasuach or not? It's not in the mechaber, but it's in the Torah. Chavos Das brings it down lahalacha. There are many poskim that are chayshes for this lahalacha, and would come out possibly that a woman could be chayshes for a bunch of days of the month, every month. She saw last month on tesva. That's just when you get takira. I'm sorry. It would be easy to be kaveh. Pretty easy to be kaveh ves yemei chayshes. She saw twice on the same day of the month. The next time she sees before it, she'd have to be choishish l'chumra that she was kaveh aves mitoich mayin pasuach. Now, I tried to find out today what the meaning of the olam was, and I asked the person who's in charge of, I thought he was in charge of the mirror of teaching chassanim to see. and it wasn't so pashit. The way that one person put it, one of the people that teaches Chassanin put it, he says that he would shut up the person whether or not to tell him. In other words, it's you have to cheshbon out. First of all, it's only a vessel chumras, so you still have to be cheshbon other things, and you have to know whether or not the person is going to be able to cheshbon out. It's not a regular vessel. Tezvav. It's tezvav, you gimel, and then she saw new dalit tezvav. Was his wife really seeing it in those days? How many days did she see? Was it a mind pasuach? Is that a mind pasuach? Memela. Anybody, some people learn this in Lakewood, they taught it. In some places they teach it, some places they don't teach it. Tasa Shelas Chacham, I'm not going to be Kaveya. Lamayas Abachaber doesn't bring it down. Certainly there is Makam to be. I just had a scenario where somebody was asking me about it. And I went to speak to somebody and he said that, first, didn't think that maybe it was Kedai to tell the person. So really it is, it's not Mikra Adin, Machaber does not bring it down, and therefore, there are those that are cheshish and those that are not. And you should speak to your local Orthodox rabbi to see whether or not you should be cheshish. Maybe you shouldn't. Now, that's benegiah to be kaveh vest. How about benegiah to be oikar vest? Also with regard to mayim pasuach. If a woman sees on... She has a vest for chav gimel. And then she sees on chav beis. And it continues into chav gimel. So lecher, she was never oikar her vest of chav gimel because she never got to chav gimel, didn't see. Which would mean that it's very possible for a woman to be cheshish for 6 days. She saw this month on chav gimel. Next month she saw on chav alef and continued into chav gimel. So next month she has to be cheshish for chav alef and chav gimel. Then she saw on yutet and continued into chav alef. So she has to be cheshish, or maybe she saw on chav and continued chav alef, chav beis, chav gimel. So she has to be cheshish for chav alef, chav gimel. She has to be cheshish for a bunch of different vests until she is oiker the vest. Now, the truth is that it's not that negea, because if a woman generally sees after 30 days, then she always passes by the Yom HaChodesh. She was never being cheshish for more than one Yom HaChodesh a month. So she always passed by. She saw Yud Gimel, next month she sees on Tezvav. Next month she sees on Yud Ches. The next month she sees on Chav Gimel. She's never going to have to be cheshish for more than one Yom HaChodesh. If she sees less than 30 days, generally she sees 28 days. So last month she saw on Chav Gimel, this month she saw on Chav Aleph. So she's B'chayish for Chav Aleph went into Chav Gimel. She's B'chayish for Chav Aleph and Chav Gimel. But she's not going to get to Chav Gimel. And she's not going to get to Chav Aleph because she sees less than 30 days. So it's not so common. There are women that go back and forth. They jump sometimes less than 30 days and there's more than 30 days. So at the most probably it's going to be B'chayish for 2 days. Probably practically you're never going to end up being B'chayish for more than 2 days. When you get to Mayim Pesuch, this is also Nichol, the same thing. Where would it be yes, Negea? Would be if it were someone comes Mubaris. So even if she sees generally less than 30 days, she sees 28, she saw on Chav Gimel, the next month she saw on Chav Aleph, and the next month she saw on Chav, and continuing to Chav Gimel, she has to be cheshbon all those days. But every month she never gets that far. Then she becomes Mubaris. She has to be cheshbon Chav, Chav Aleph, Chav Gimel, all those days. However, if she knows that she's Mubaris, then that's the next halacha. Maybe we have a big tzad to be made. That is Sif Lamed Gimel. Sif Lamed Gimel and Lamed Dalet talk about a Muberes and a Minekes. What's the halacha going to get to Vestis by Muberes and Minekes? We already mentioned in Kuf Pei Dalet, it's Machlekes. Do we say La Halacha that Nishtanu Atzvayim? We know that it was Nishtanu Atzvayim and women already become a Sulekes. For the most part, almost all women, not always, but almost all women become a Sulekes from the time they become a Muberes. The Mela, the Chur, they shouldn't have to be Cheshish for Vestis as soon as they become Muberes. They shouldn't have to wait 3 months. Not like the Shulchan Aruch. Ramosha seems to go that way, lahalacha, even though maybe in a different tshuva he told the machaber not to write that in the sefer, but from the Eidurius it sounds like lamaisa, so that's how he went. Lahalacha is that when a woman knows that she comes mubaris, then she is considered misalekas damim. However, the paiskim, for the most part, said that you should be choshish at least for, where is it negea, really? Generally, it's also not negea, because a woman generally doesn't have a vest kavua, so she's not being choshish for more than 1 month. She's just being choshish for the vestis of 1 month. Now, generally she's not cheshish, she's in Mubaris until she passes by the amount of days that she usually sees, and she didn't see. But Mela, and that, by that time already she doesn't have what to be cheshish for. Yom HaChodesh already was Oiker. Haflagish was already Oiker. She has nothing really to be cheshish for. There are cases where a woman does a blood test or something, where she does a pregnancy test, she finds out that she's expecting. Now, if she did a regular pregnancy, even if she did a blood test, and she finds that she's expecting, it's still worthwhile to be cheshish for vestes, in the way most places say, for the first month she should be cheshish for vestes, because till she passes by. Generally, she doesn't find out before her first month. But if she did find out, it's still kedai to be chashish for it. It's not uncommon that a woman is expecting and then she, what we would call a miscarriage, but she doesn't even know because it's just her period came a few days later or whatever it is. But so it could come up that she's in a test that she's expecting, but really she's not, and therefore she should be chashish for her vestis. Is a maker adin? Most of the price game do not call like Ramesha, and they say that she's not considered Mr. Lakat until 3 months. The only shayla is, did this that they say that she's not considered Mr. Lakat, then we don't say Nishtana Tvayim, is that only Lakulu we're not going to say it? But Lakhum we will say it? Dahaimu. What happens if a woman sees, after 2 months, she has a riyam. Then comes 3 months, and becomes Mr. Lakat Zaman. But I want to know, do I have to be Choshish for that riyah that I saw before the 3 months came, before it was Hukka or Bra? So maybe we say that Nishtanu Atvayim, she already became a Sulekas from beforehand, from the beginning. She didn't become a Sulekas in between the Re'iyah and this month. She became a Sulekas already at the beginning of the Ibur. And she saw once, Allah is a woman that's Mu'baris, that's Mi'choshish, for Veshah and Kavua. L'chero, I would say that, I saw a few people, Claire the Shaila, by the Shulchan, I think, Blayb Sarachin, Noita L'kula, in such a case, we're not going to take it also, L'chumer, both ways, to say that she has Mi'choshish. We're going to go with the din of Chazal, like, then after 3 months she comes to select, she wouldn't have to be choshish, certainly for a vesh any kavua. Now, b'negeit minekes, also the price can say that nishtana teva. But over here, it comes out lechumra. Because the derech is that 99.5% of women are not mislekes for 24 months, and I would say 100% are not mislekes if they're not nursing. Even if they are nursing, straight, L'chore, for 24 months, I haven't yet heard that someone is Mislekes for all 24 months. I also haven't heard too many people are being Menekes for 24 months. But it is, today I did hear about somebody, actually. But that she shouldn't see for 24 months is extremely uncommon. But certainly in the case where she's not Menekes, and the Mechaber says even if she's not a Menekes, she's still Choshish. She's still considered Mr. Lekas for 24 months. That is very, very uncommon. I don't think it happens nowadays. A woman, when she stops nursing, she gets her period usually within the next day, if not the next month. Well, sometime in the next month or so. In that case, the shayla is, can a woman be kaveh vest when she's a menekes? She's, the Mechaber says she cannot be kaveh vest. She's choshev vest shenik avua, if she sees, but she cannot be kaveh vest. That means if she sees, a year after she is gave birth, she's in your beis lechodesh, and then she's the next month in your beis, 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 don't make a difference. She's only choshev like a vest shenik avua, she's not choshev vest kavua. However, Ramosha and the Rav Shlomo Zalman, they were choshev shenik hanami, that she could be kaveh vest bimei minikasa. And even though there are paiskim that go, I know for sure, that go like the Pashas and Mechaber. However, in such a case, I would certainly ask the question first, because Lamaisa, the Torah brings down the Ramban is Machmer. The Torah brings down that the Ramban is Machmer, like the Shach talks about over here. It's Machlagis Rishenim. But the Ramban holds it, you could be Kaveh Vest of Nekes. It's Machlagis Rishenim Bechlal. And we see that Metzias is Bezmanenu, is Matim to the fact that you could be Kaveh. Then Lechura, there is a big Machmer to be Choshish, when she's a Menekes.
How do we know when she's not, when a woman thinks that she changed?
I mean,
how do you judge her?
How do we judge when she's not Mislekes? When she's seeing on a regular basis, for her. Now, what's the story about a Muberes and a Minekes being Choshish for Oina Beninus? Are they Choshish for Oina Beninus or not? V'chila Oilam Leitira? We don't have a Chashash of V'chila Oilam Leitira. Because she's supposed to be Mislekes Dhamma. There's no Svar of V'chila Oilam Leitira. The Pesachur brings down from the Sidra Torah that Muberes Menekes are not Choshish Bechlal. The Maran Padva says that they are Choshish. The Shevet Levi, Lechari, he makes the Shpat Kefi the Metzias. And he says, by Menekes, you should be Choshish for Ein HaBeninus, because L'mayis Nishtan Ratzvayim. However, but against Muberes, you would not have to be Choshish for Ein HaBeninus. That means, L'alach L'mayisa, if a woman has a Re'iyah after 3 months when she's a Muberes, she does not have to be Choshish. The only thing she has to be Choshish for is the Yom HaChodesh. She does not have to be chayshish for Ein HaBeninus if it comes out on a different day, and she does not have to be chayshish for Aflam because she only had one Re'iyah. Sif Lamed Dalid Muberes Mishehoka Rober Medika Kolchav Dalad Chayshish Ein HaChashash Levet HaRishin. And then we bring down what happens when is she yes chayshish. So we saw that the Torah brings down three shitas. What happens after the 24 months? Is she choishes right away if she had a vest from beforehand? Is she choishes right away after 24 months, even before she sees? Is she choishes only if she sees one time, then she's choishes for that vest? Or is she choishes only if she sees on that day that she had a vest kavua from beforehand? Lamaisa, the mechaber goes that once she sees, once she sees, right, then she's choishes. If she lochesh hashatach zeliris, chazer liris, afilo pamachas, choisheshes yirim ha'aflaga she lemuda lahachlik. Then she's choishes after one time. Mashmoy says that she sees on the time that she had a vest kavua for. That's when she's choishes for the vest. But if not, she would not be choishes for the vest. And the shach asks that lochesh be choishes even beforehand. Now, practically, bezmanenu, this is not so negah, because being choishes for a vest that you had from beforehand, the Pesach Tshuva brings down over here, you're only choishes by a vest kavua. A vest she'ini kavua, says an Eid Behud, you're not choishes for. Most women bezmanenu do not have a vest kavua, and therefore it's not so practical to be choishes. Now, even if she did have a vest kavua, then aside from that, there's even if you would be choishes for a vest she'ini kavua, lamaisa, most women bizmanenu are already seeing when they're in menekes, and therefore she already had riyas from before, and that she has to be choishish for. She's not going after 24 months and starting to be choishish for the first time for a vest she'ina kavua. Now, with regard to vestes that are nikva ayidei, taking pills, a woman takes pills. This is a common case. A woman takes pills for 3 weeks, then she goes off for a week, 3 weeks, off a week, 3 weeks, off a week. And very often it's possible that since it's always the same amount of days that you're taking your pills, and seemingly the days that you're stopping, that you could be kaveya a vest for the very same day, because you stop after. What happens with bimetzias is it's usually about 28 days. She takes it for 21 days, then she stops taking it. She gets her period about 3 days after she stops, about day 24. Then she waits a week. There's a week of time that she does not take her pills, which means after the third day where she got her vest, another 4 days goes by before she starts taking her pills. Then she takes the pills for 21 days. So she's ready holding, she stops her pills on day 25 from when she got her last period. And her vest comes 3 days later on day 28. And that's the same cycle happens again and again. So very often a woman will be kaveya for day 28 because she's taking for 3 days. She gets her vest 3 days after she stops. And she starts taking the pills 4 days after that. So it's always 28 days. Such a vest pashtus was due to what happens when she stops taking the pills. Does she have to be choish for day 28? Or does she not have to be choish for day 28? That's one shayla. Another shayla is very similar to Minekes Mubaris. Let's say a woman had a vest kavua, and then she went on pills. So she became a sulekes because of the pills. Now you stop the pills. You have to be choish for the vest kavua that you had from beforehand, in that case. And there's a third case of Bechlal, a woman that sees, a woman that's on pills, does she have to be choish for vest Bechlal? She had a vest from beforehand. She had a vest kavua for day 28. Then she went on to pills. And she's going back to back, as they say, she's going for 6 weeks straight, she's taking pills. She's not going to see. So she's going to pass by day 28. Does she have to be choishish when she's on pills for day 28 or not? These are three questions that it really depends on the Rav who you ask. Many are not choishish b'chlal for vestas. The pashtus is l'chur of bizmanenu that the vestas are nikva. It depends what pill you're taking. They have many pills that a woman will see. It could very well happen that a woman will spot or even see when she's taking this pill, but the standard pill is pretty foolproof unless she decides to take it way longer than the doctor tells her to take it. But to see a re'iyah, maybe they'll spot, but to see a re'iyah is generally, they're not going to see a re'iyah. And that's why many places say that once she's on pills, she does not have to be choishes for a previous vest. And similarly, the vest that's nikva is the pills, if she goes off the pills, she wouldn't have to be choishes for the vest because it's only a vest which was nikva because of the pills. Now, if she had a vest kavua beforehand and then she went on pills and then she goes off pills, does she have to be choishish? That might be totally lechur in the machlekes of the pesukim over here. This is also a question, once you're asking your Rav with regard to the first two, you'll ask him with regard to this also. The Baruch Shechiyonu V'kiyumonu, we finished, some of us finished doing Kufei Tes. Just a few minutes, maybe just when we get to the end of the Zman and we get to the beginning of Ben Zmanim, first of all, I want to give the Olam a grace Yashikarech. I certainly couldn't have done it without the Ilam, and I think it was a tremendous man. I think the Ilam really put in a lot of kreches. It wasn't easy. We had Simon Kuf Tzadi and Simon Kuf Beites. Probably certain people would be here. We would have schnapps and kichelach and herring. And it's deserving. It's deserving. I think that the Ilam put in a tremendous amount of kreches, and even when the going got tough, the Ilam plugged away. Sifud Gimel was not easy. The Ilam spent a long time in it. Sifchav Zayin is certainly not easy. And the Ilam really, the Pilpul Chavirin, the Ilam made it into the massive of the Chabura as it is, that the Ilam stags together and the Ilam grows from each other. And I certainly could say Mitamida Yis Mikulam. I wouldn't call you Mitamida yet. Chavirai and probably Mirai Boisai, all three of them together. And I have a tremendous amount of Akaras to the Ilam. Now, this Limud HaTorah, Lamaisa is not really supposed to stop here. What's the point of Limud HaTorah? Limud HaTorah, Rav says from Rav Yeruchin, it says, we say, Leila Seder, Ilu Kavono Makon Lefnei Asina, Nasa Lono Satera Dayenu. So all the Mepharshim ask, what do you mean? What would it help you to come before Asina and not have Kabbalah HaTorah? The whole purpose was the Kabbalah HaTorah. He says, no, the purpose of Maimon HaSinai was Maimon HaSinai. And Maimon HaSinai was Korah Kol Rikiyim. We saw She'inai Movadai, and we had the Klarkite of the Ribbono Shel Olam, and we have the Klarkite. Our Emunah reached the pinnacle of what Emunah could reach, and we saw how every single Maisa that we did affects all the Olamos. And we saw that it's Mukhrach to be Mekayim the Torah and to do the Ratzon of Hashem. The Kirva that we had at Maimon HaSinai is Be'etzem what we're here for. We're here to gain that Kirva. The Torah is the way the Rav would say, the way the Rav Yochanan would say it, is like a thermos. It's a thermos which keeps Maimon HaSinai warm. In other words, it's just the way the Torah is a way to reconnect to Ribbono Shel Olam. We're trying to connect to Ribbono Shel Olam all the mitzvahs. The Zohar calls the mitzvahs Eitzes, 613 Eitzes of connecting to Ribbono Shel Olam. Like the Derech Hashem says, Torah is the ultimate way of connecting to Ribbono Shel Olam. So that's the way that we look at it. The Limud HaTorah is connected to Ribbono Shel Olam. So an entire Zman of Limud HaTorah, it should bring us to a Kiva to Ribbono Shel Olam. And that's Be'etzem what we're trying to do throughout Nisan, and specifically Leila Seder, and throughout Pesach. Like the Ramchal says, every year we go around, we hit the same stops that we, every single year we hit the same Yamim Tevim, we have the same Ma'aretz that they had at the same time of the Yom Tev. I know when you come to Pesach, there's the aura of Yetzias Mitzrayim, which is the purpose of Yetzias Mitzrayim, like the Ramban says at the end of Bai, was to be Kaveya, Emuna, Belibois, Kol B'nei Adam, and certainly in Klal Yisrael, Pashtus, that was what was coming to rectify. The Bama Eida is coming to make sure that Klal Yisrael had this Dargis of Emuna. What does it mean that the Ha'aris come down? There's Ha'aris every year at the time of the Yom Tov. What does that mean, practically, on a practical level for us? What does it mean? It means that there's a siyata d'shmaya that there's not during the rest of the year. It means that there's an easier to come to a clarity within Yonei Emuno as opposed to the rest of the year. And more during the rest of the year, you might have to put in more kreches, and that's what it means in Elul. When you wake up Rosh Chodesh Elul, ani l'doydi v'doydi li, what does it mean? You feel any different Rosh Chodesh Elul than you felt in Chof Tes? I'll tell you what it means. It means that if you put in the effort, you have a tremendous siyata d'shmaya, and this is tried and true, and this is pasha. I'm willing to put down, this is a, anybody that was willing to try it, put down and make a Kabbalah of something that was difficult for them during the year, to try to do it during Elul, you'll see the Siyat Nishmai. You'll see the Ratan of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that they should be mezkarav to them, the Nila Doidi. And with Emunah also, Emunah, the Siyat Nishmai of being Koina, Akinin in Emunah, that is the Avodah of Nisan, Bechlal, and Yantav Pesach Lefrat. And Memela, that's what the Be'etzem, all our Limud HaTorah and all the mitzvahs are supposed to just bring to Emunah. The Marsha says that every mitzvah is keneged another Aver or keneged another Gid. He says, Emunah is keneged the Lev. That's the Ikar of the Adam. It's keneged the Lev. And Memela, that's the Chiyus. The Chiyus comes from the Emunah. And Memela, we should make an effort, especially those that are not making Pesach. You have a little bit more time. Make an effort to try to be mitzchazik in an early emunah, which means to go to the Ramban at the end of Bay before Leila Seder, and it means to, if you have the yichelis, to go through the inyanim of the Ramchal and the Derech Hashem when you get to matzah on Pesach. What's the inyan of matzah? Why do we eat matzah on Pesach? What's the purpose? It says be'etzem we should throughout the entire year we should stay away from leavened bread, which is the yitzara, which is matzah on the yitzara. However, we can't live like that. But Chol HaPachas is 1 week a year. We could. We try to be miskarev a little bit more to Ribbono Shel Olam, to Ruchnius as opposed to Gashmius. And Mamela, it's a zman which is mesugel to have that kirva. And Mamela, I think it's definitely worthwhile for a person to put in time during Elul and certainly over Pesach to be mischazik in inyone emuno. And hemanti ki adaber, say the Sfarim HaKadoshim. Hemanti ki adaber, the more you speak about emuno, the more you believe it b'etzem, the more it becomes a kinyan. That means even if you know the story already, the more you speak about it, the mensch alein becomes meshubach. You become more meshubach yourself. And there's plenty of Sfarim out there. There's Living Emunah 4 came out yesterday, I think. Plenty of Sfarim and Emunah, even from the Kadmonim, if it's easier to read English, Peseder, there's a very fairly safe that came out. He put it out, Mamish, for the Tel Saram. I don't know if it makes any money on it. It's called Hinini Biyodcha, which was put out in Yoni Emunah Bitochin. There's certainly from the Ramchal, anybody, Be'etzem, the Zachi of Motol on every single person to learn through Derech Hashem. The Kuzari, the Goyin said about the Kuzari that every Yid should know it because it's the Yisrei the Hadas. These are Pashat, the Yisrei this of Emunah, that it's Kedai to go through, to have a Clark Edin. And the tremendous thing about learning Derech Hashem is that even though it's not the proper Musar Sefer, like we look at it, doesn't tell you should be more Nizir. It's not like Mishil Sharm telling you all the different Midas. He's Pashat telling you the workings of the world and how things work and what the purpose of the Mitzvahs are, V'chulu. And when you have a clarity in these inyanim, it makes it so much easier to be Eved Hashem. When you understand what you're doing, when you understand what every single Maisa is, and when you understand the Klarkeit and the Kirva and the, how everything fits in, when everything makes sense, it's so much easier to be a Yid. It's so much easier to do the Ratzon of the Rebbeinu Shalom. So in a Chanami, it's not your standard Sefer. I just saw a scholar from Budev Yafa. He said that B'negiat HaDerech Hashem Ein Kasvo Alav Echad Min HaChachom She'ein Kamayu B'chol HaSfarim. Ein Kamayu B'chol HaSfarim. I heard from somebody who said that Bitzik Shiner, I think, said that when he was Naftali Kaplan said, sorry, when he was a bacher in America, says that like, if you didn't learn Derech Hashem, so you weren't counting kilo. These type of Sfarim have to go through just to push it. It's mechazik the emunah and it's mechazik the it's kedai to be kaveh at least b'negiat the Pesach. There's a siyata d'shmaya, and you could reach darkest of emunah that you can't reach the rest of the year. Rav Volbe would say always that it's you have the yecholis on Pesach, even though during the rest of the year you cannot jump in madrigas and you can't jump the ladder and skip any limbs and skip any rungs, because if you do, you're going to fall in between and end up on the floor as opposed to end up any higher. However, on Leila Seder, you could jump madrigas. You could get the darkness and clarity that you don't get the entire year. In Echanami, afterwards, maybe you have to work at it. But once you have that flash of lightning and you're able to see everything in front of you, it's much easier to get back to that. So the Chol HaPachas, the purpose of the Leila Seder is to ingrain in Muno. It's not for Shtiklech and Pshetlech. It's to ingrain in Muno. And we should be Zoiche. Lechol min Atvachem min Apsachem. Agres Yashikoyach Terelam.